Praise God today for just being in this house one more time. I thank him for all things. Thank the Lord for Jesus Christ. I was thinking about this morning and how the things that he gave up to come to this earth, that we might have a way back to God.
Yeah.
And I thank him for his willingness to come.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank him for his willingness to die.
Yeah.
Thank God for his willingness to raise him up after 3 full days and 3 full nights. And I also praise God for the Spirit of God, who is our comforter, who is the one that leads us and guides us, the one who is our teacher. Amen. And the Bible says he's the shade of our right hand. That means he's close enough to cast a shadow on you.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of God we have. God that is always near, not far away.
Thank you.
God that can always hear and answer. You can depend on him. Amen.
Yes.
Psalms chapter 1 is actually where we're going to be. Psalms chapter 1, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Amen. We've been talking about growing in the Spirit, and in this passage, it talks about this man and how blessed is this man that walketh not in the way or the counsel of the ungodly. That's not the blessed man, but it's not the man that standeth in the way of sinners, which means a man that hangeth out in sin with sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But this man who is blessed is a man that delights himself in what? The law of the Lord.
The word of God.
The word of God. And specifically in Psalm, it's talking about the law, the Ten Commandments that God gave mankind. And not only that, but also the writings from the prophets that were read throughout the tabernacle when they came together to hear the word of God. So without the word of God, without abiding in the law of the Lord, you can't be that type of man that that's talking about here in Psalms. You have to first be in the position of righteousness in order to be like what he is describing here. He's describing here how he delights in the law and how he meditates on this word day and night. Without the word of God, we will have difficulties serving God in the capacity that he wants us to serve him. We become the kind of vessels that need to be fed the word of God, like Paul described, those who are in need of milk when you should be in need of meat. So it's very important that when we think about growing in the Spirit, we cannot think about growing in the Spirit without being in God's Word, without being the kind of person that loves His Word, and not only loves His Word, but thinks about it often. And when we do that, it says this. It says, and he, not meaning just a man, but the person that does these things, delights in the law of the Lord, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what?
Prosper.
Shall prosper. Now that's a big open blessing from the Lord when you love his commandments. And I want you to think about, we've all been to, I would imagine, seen a river. And we've all hopefully have noticed how green and how the trees that are there are there in such a way that the river is providing them sustenance all the time. So the psalmist is describing this as we being like a tree planted by a continual source. A source that is providing for us, giving us what we need in order that we would grow, in order that we would be strong, in order that we would be fruitful. And it also says, because you have this source, this river, you have the ability to produce all the time. Your leaves will not wither. We look around out here and we see how certain trees, their leaves are just falling off. And it's beginning to look barren. And it's not producing anything because it has no fruit. But when you're in God, this is what the picture is, that there is no winter and there is no fall. There's no time where you're without. But it's a time where you're always producing, and it's a time where you never have to worry about the conditions around you, because He is your source. When God is your source, you have everything that you need. Now, what does that look like in the Spirit? In the Spirit, you can see when a person gets saved, right? We go from dead to what?
Alive. Living.
To becoming alive, right? So when you look at this river and then you look and compare it to what the Spirit is, the Spirit is the same effect that the river does for the trees that are by the river is what the Spirit does to man. When the Spirit comes in, it brings life. And when you begin to love God's commandment and love God's word, you begin to shine, and your life is like an example that what we hear, that we are planted by the rivers of water. I watch a lot of nature shows, and I watch, I notice that when all else goes bad in the land, that area right by the river is all green. Even though the plains have dried up and there's not producing anything because there's a lack of water and hadn't rained in a while, but this kind of God that gives you what you need in order that you could become this tree planted. To be planted is to establish a root system. You got to have roots in God, in His Word. And the more of this that you put in you, the deeper your roots grow. And the more source of strength you'll get, because the longer and deeper your roots are, the more you can pull and draw from the river. But in our cases, we're drawing from what? From the Word of God, but by the Spirit. When we have His Spirit, we're drawing from the Spirit through the Word of God. Because this is what our delight should be. And when we do that, we can become what the Bible says. We can bring forth fruit. In what?
In
His season. What? When you think of becoming fruitful, being fruitful, what comes to your mind? When you think of being fruitful, what the Spirit does, we oftentimes go the gifts of the Spirit. Why? Because it is from the Spirit. However, that's not all to being fruitful. Being an example. So, in other words, let your light shine before men. Paul put it like this, and he said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He says, one may plant, one may water, but God gives the increase. He does that by the Spirit, but it takes some who will plant. It takes some who will water in order to do what? To be fruitful. When you think of being fruitful, and when you think of what it means to bear fruit, it's not only the gifts of the Spirit. That's good. And we need to see the gifts of the Spirit. We need to hear a word from the Lord. When we come into the sanctuary, sometimes we get just what we need, a word from the Lord. That people are getting what they need from God. Because when you come in here, then you can hear what the Word of God says. We must first hear. You can't get saved without
hearing.
That's being fruitful. Why? Because you're trying to give someone what you have received. The questions come because someone has the answers to those questions. So don't take it lightly. It's not all people coming up that's lame and then they walk again. It's not all opening up blinded eyes. But it's the whole spectrum of what the gifts of the Spirit do. Salvation is the greatest gift someone can have. Why? Because it resurrects a dead man and makes him alive. So when someone is saved, that makes the angels in heaven rejoice. So when you think of growing in the Spirit, it's not only seeing what God does, but it's also ministering the Word of God. When you love the Word of God, you will share the Word of God, because the Word of God has done something for you. The Word of God has changed our life.
Wow.
It has literally given us life when we were dead in trespasses and sin, with no hope and no way out. That's how we can be fruitful in our season. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Now, this is Jesus talking. Jesus is on earth. Jesus is actually going to come back to earth. And when he comes back to earth, these are the events that he's talking about. 34, it says, then the king shall say unto them, who are them? Those are his people on the right. He says, come ye who are blessed of my father. And if you remember in Psalms, it says, blessed is what? The man. And it tells you what the man should not be into. And then it tells you what he should. The ones that delight themselves in the law. He says, these people, ye blessed of my father, will do what? Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. God did not just think about today, but he thought about us who are the blessed ones before the foundation of the world. God thinks about you before he even created the world, that you would be the blessed. Why? Because he has a place that's prepared for you. Jesus said, I go to do what? Prepare a place for you. And I came here that you would have a way back to God, that you could live a life that's fruitful in him by living out his law. There is a reward for people who live according to the law of God. And there is nothing better than knowing that he thought about us before the foundation of the world. When you read this psalm that says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. God is so good to us that he puts us in the right place, gives us the right thing, that we're connected to the right source, that we can live the kind of life that he wants us to live. Not just to see the miracles and signs, and Lord, let miracles and signs just go forth. Yeah. But we also don't want to ignore all the other things that God is doing and how fruitful you are doing these things. Praying for the sick, healings and prophecy, a word from the Lord. All these things, it's because he gave us just what we need in order to live this kind of life of being fruitful.